About 25 years ago, I was not near the man of faith that I am today, but I still knew Jesus really well. I was a deacon in a Baptist church, a Sunday school teacher in a Baptist church, and I studied God's Word a lot. I read the Word, and I knew a lot of the promises of God. I read it because I loved God, and I wanted to know more about God, and I just had a burning desire in my heart to learn and know about God. And so I know He put that in there. I had nothing to do with it. It was totally Him. I was working for a large corporation as an engineer, and I was in Kansas City, and we had a big compactor, and we had to fix this big compactor. And when we did and we put it back in place, when they set it in there, it locked about 2 inches lining up, and the thing probably weighed 5,000 pounds at least. And so we had to move it. And so we got some great big pipes, long pipes, and we put them in the right place. And I remember I was out there on the end of one of them pipes, you know, with my feet on the wall, pulling with all my weight to move that thing into place. And we finally got it in there, all right, where we could get the bolts in it. But in the process, I felt a tear in my lower stomach. Well, I didn't think anything about it until I got to the hotel that night. And when I took my clothes off to take a shower, I looked down, there was a bulge on my side. And I thought, wow, what is this? I never seen that before. So I went ahead and took my shower, and it was all soft and bulgy right there. And so I went and laid down in the bed. And when I laid down, I looked down, and it's not there. I said, well, I don't know what that was, but it's going away. I'm okay. You know, but I didn't realize the next morning when I got up, it was there again when I stood up. When I lay down, I'm okay. But when I stand up, it's there. And I didn't know what it was. I'd never seen one of these things. So when I come home from there that day, I told my wife, I said, you know, I don't know what has happened to me, but something. And I showed her this bulge on my side, and she got her medical book out and began to read. And she said, this is a hernia. This is what this is. Said, you've done something to cause a tear in your inner liner in your stomach. I said, well, okay, I guess maybe I better go to the doctor and see what he says about it. And so I go to the hospital in Louisville, and a doctor checks me, and he said, yes, you have a hernia. But he said, are you a very active man? And I told him, yes, sir, very active. He said, well, if you ever go deer hunting and you throw a deer over your shoulder and start to carry it out, you're probably going to strain yourself. And said, that intestine is going to pooch out through that hole. And when it does, it's going to get strangulated. And then he said, it can cause tremendous problems quickly. And said, if you were out in the country like that, you might even die before you could get to a doctor. So he kind of scared me. And so he said, if you're really active, you should have it fixed. So I said, okay. So I said, but how long do I have to spend in a hospital? He said, 3 days. And I said, how long do I have to stay off work? He said, 6 weeks. I said, no, doc, I won't do it like that. I said, I'm a man of God, and I love Jesus Christ with all my heart, and I know His promises. I am what you will call a man of faith. And I said, we'll do it as an outpatient. He said, I don't do hernia surgeries as an outpatient. I said, well, if you do mine, you're going to do it that way, because I'm not going to spend 3 days in the hospital. I said, I have never spent a day in a hospital in my life, and I don't plan to spend one now. And he said, are you serious? I said, yes, sir, I'm serious. He said, I'll tell you what I'll do. He said, you are in very good health. So he said, I'll do the surgery. When you wake up, if you can get up off the bed by yourself and put your clothes on by yourself, he said, I'll let you go home. I said, it's a deal. I shook hands with him, and I said, when you want me to come in? And he told me the following Tuesday, be here about 6, and we'll do the surgery at 7. So I showed up at the hospital, and they did the surgery on me at 7 o'clock, and about 1 o'clock I woke up, and I put my feet on the floor and reached over and got my britches, and I put them on, put my shirt on, and I'm sitting there. About 30 minutes later, he walks in. He said, you're up. I said, yes, sir, I told you, I'm going home. And he said, okay. He said, well, here, take this bottle of pills with you. I said, what's that? He said, it's painkiller. You'll need those. I said, sir, I don't take pills. I don't take any kind of pill. I won't put a pill in this body from nobody. I just won't take it. He said, well, I'm not going to let you go home without it. Because he said, when this stuff wears off, I put in your body. He said, I guarantee you're going to be screaming in pain. And he said, I ain't going to let you wake me up at 1 o'clock in the morning telling me I got to come down to get you a bottle of pills because you're dying with pain. He said, I don't care what kind of man of faith you are. I know how bodies work. And whenever your pain killer wears off, you're going to have pain. I told him, I said, I will have no pain. Because it's written in Mark 11:23, whatever I say with this mouth, if I can believe it with this heart, I can have it. I said, my King made me that promise. And I said, I know that. I have read His word and I believe He means what He says. He said, well, okay, if you take the pills, I'll let you go home. I said, okay, I'll take the bottle. I said, I'm going home, but I ain't taking the pills. I had to take them with me. I walked out of there, got in the car. I wouldn't let them put me in a wheelchair. I said, I can walk. I don't need it. Just because I've had hernia surgery, I'm okay. My wife drove me home. I didn't drive. That night after we got home, I guess it was 10 or 11 o'clock, she come in and she said, do you want one of these pain pills? I said, no, honey, I don't want one. I'm not going to have any pain. Jesus made me a promise in His word. Now, see, that's something when we learn God's a faith God, gentlemen. When you learn He's a faith God, you have to believe Him with no doubt in your heart. He will do awesome things for you, but you have to believe. He is a faith King. He's not just a fly-by-night cowboy. He is the faith God. And so by 12 o'clock, she said, do you want one of these pills? Are you having any pain? I said, absolutely not, honey. I'm not having any pain. I am going to have no pain with this surgery. I will not have pain because Jesus said in His word, He bore my pain and removed my disease in Matthew 8:17. I said, because He said that, I said, I will have no pain. I said, if the King has already bore my pain for me, then I'm going to let Him bear it and I'm not going to have it. Does that make sense? Yes. So I slept through the night perfect. I woke up the next morning about 7 like I always did, 6 or 7. I got up and walked around a little while, had a little breakfast, you know, and then I went back and lay down. And she said, how do you feel? I said, I feel great. She said, and you have no pain? I said, absolutely not, and I'm not going to have any pain. I really believed what Mark 11:23 said. Isn't that amazing? That Jesus told us all of this, promises to all of us. He said, assuredly, I tell you, that whatever you say with your mouth, if you believe it with your heart, you're going to have it. You have to realize your mouth is your best friend or your worst enemy. I had learned the principles of the kingdom and I stood on them. So I go through about Thursday. Now my pickup is a standard shift. And so I have to use my left leg to shift. So I tell her, I'm going out to the farm. We lived in Louisville at the time, but I had this place. I told her, so I'm going out to the farm to check my cows. She said, this is only Thursday. And he said, you're not supposed to get out and do anything for at least 2 or 3 weeks. I said, well, he don't know what a faith man can do. He doesn't know what faith is. But I said, I'm going to go check the cows. I'm okay. So I got in my pickup and I drove from Highland Village where we lived out here. And I checked all my cows, walked around out here and looked at them. Everything was okay. Got back in my pickup and I drove back home. And Sunday come, I taught my Sunday school class Sunday morning. I didn't tell anybody I'd had surgery the last Monday in church. I just praised the Lord for my complete healing with no pain. And then Monday morning, I had to go to Kansas City again. So I get my bag and I go get on an airplane and I go to Kansas City and I work for the next week. And then I come home. And then the next week I'm at home. The next week I go out of town again for another week carrying my bag and all this stuff. Didn't have roller bags back in those days. You know, we had the kind you had to carry. And so I carried my bag and all this stuff. And then he told me, he said, after 4 weeks, come back to see me. And so I did. Monday morning, 4 weeks later, I went in and he looked at it. And when he looked at it, he said, boy, am I getting good. I said, now, what do you mean by that? He said, there's not hardly even a scar where I done that surgery. He said, man, I do good work. I said, well, doc, my faith had a whole lot to do with, you know, your faith has a whole lot to do with the way you turn out. Amen. Your faith in God. If you have faith in God, He will show up to help you. If you don't have faith in God, He will not show up to fix you. But anyway, he said, you know, as good as this is, I think maybe instead of going 2 more weeks, maybe you can just go 1 more week and then you can go back to work. I said, doc, I went back to work 3 weeks ago. I said, on Monday, the first week after I left here, I went back to work. I've made 2 trips across the country, carried my... He said, you have done what? I said, doc, I told you I'm a man of faith. I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus says, whatever I believe in my heart, I can have. Y'all see where we miss it? We go around letting the enemy defeat us all the time because we don't know the Word of God. And so that's why that nobody wants you to study the Bible. Nobody wants you to believe the real promises of God. When you really believe the promises of God, Jesus said, if you have faith and doubt not, he says, gentlemen, there is nothing impossible with us. Nothing. And that didn't come from some fly-by-night cowboy. That come from the King of the universe, the one that created you, the one that created me. And so anyway, he said, well, you're okay then. He said, if you've been doing that, he said, I'll just sign you off. You're okay. And so he did, and I never had any problems of any kind for years. I walked in health, and I was blessed every way in the world, and I worked till I got old enough to retire, but because I was always talking about Jesus in my workplace, they fired me. What finally happened after I'd been with that company 29 years, of course, it sold two times, and the third time, HR threatened me because I signed my emails, praise the Lord. Every time I do something, I would sign my emails, praise the Lord, and the head HR man come over and wanted to terminate me. He said, the CEO said to threaten me with termination if I wouldn't agree to stop signing my emails, praise the Lord. And I told him, no, I would never stop that. I would do it. That's my freedom. Ain't nobody going to tell me what to do when it comes to Jesus. He said, the CEO said to terminate you. I said, okay, good. I said, show me where I sign. I'm ready to leave the company. I said, I don't work for y'all anyway. Y'all just pay my salary. I work for Jesus. He's my boss. And so he said, Thurman, are you serious? I said, yes. He said, well, the CEO also said, threaten him with termination, but don't fire him because he's the best engineer we got. Now, isn't that amazing? Now, how can you be the best if you don't know Jesus? See, he's the one who makes you best. You can't be nothing on your own, but you can be everything with Jesus. And I had done some phenomenal jobs for those people. I'd saved them thousands of dollars. That CEO that threatened me to do that sent me to Chicago, and in 2-day trip, I saved them $950,000 in 1 2-day trip. You know CEOs like men that can do that? You know that? Nearly $1 million I saved them in a 2-day trip. Anytime you can go out and save anybody that kind of money, they ain't gonna fire you even if they don't like you. They wouldn't fire me right then. A few weeks or months later, one day I was in receiving and I heard screaming, I mean screaming, down toward the hot food section.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop our program here for today, but we will return on our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Surgery Without Anesthesia, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on DVD or CD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.